This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. I talk a lot about pollinators and plants. An item in my Northern Gardener magazine caught my eye, planting herbs for pollinators. Now, I've told you before that swallowtail caterpillars love parsley and dill. I have pictures from my own garden with those lovely creatures munching away. That's a reminder to plant enough to help the pollinators. I love dill in many dishes, and parsley too. There are other herbs that pique the interest of pollinators, including fennel, which is in the same family as dill and parsley. The whole fennel can be used, the feathery leaves as an herb, the fronds, and the bulb can be chopped and added fresh to salads for a licorice crunch. They're also great roasted and in stir fry. As for growing, I'll have that information on GardenBite.com. Anise hyssop, also known as agastache, and monarda, also known as bee balm, are both in my butterfly garden, but they can also be used to flavor tea. While we typically snip our herbs, such as oregano, basil, rosemary, sage, thyme, and mint, you can also let some of them flower for the pollinators. The snipping is great for a couple of reasons. First, our taste buds. Second, it makes for fuller plants. I preserve a lot of my herbs, but I've also left some for the bees and the butterflies. You can stash herbs in any part of a sunny garden. Their look and texture is wonderful in mixed plantings. Check out GardenBite.com for pictures and more information. And find GardenBite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. What do you want to know about? Gardeners know that the key to a healthy garden is to start with a healthy foundation, and that means great soil. That's why I use Creekside Soils everywhere I plant, even on my lawn. Go to creeksidesoils.com to find your local retailer, and remember, gardeners who know use Creekside. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.